Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Robert J. with your radio promo. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Appreciate it. It's another wintry day. Actually, it's no snow on the ground, so it's kind of nice looking around. Had a lot of rain, though, last couple of days. Lots and lots of rain. Out of the Detroit metro area, we've had nothing but a lot of people getting broken down and potholes, and it's amazing. It's literally when you're driving, and it's not like a minefield because minefield has bombs, right? But I mean, you know, in military or wartime, and horrible. But it's similar, somewhat. I can't say it's similar, but in one respect, it is, because you never know something is masked by the time you're up on top of it or something, and boom, you know. And we've had massive people, tons of people that have you know, late from work or had their cars, one or two tires destroyed, their wheels damaged. A lot of dealerships, repair shops are super busy right now taking care of people and getting them back on the road. But it's been crazy. You just got to be careful what you do. And we've all went over this whole area, every one of us, over the last couple weeks since we've had the real frozen temperatures, and then all of a sudden it heats up, and then the road expands, and then there you go, the pothole. I mean, just potholes galore. But this wasn't my intention to talk about potholes only today, but I will say on the homepage, if you have the information there or the support or sponsor, you can go to actually lotsoftraffic.info. That's lotsoftraffic.info. Fitting, right? Lots of traffic. That would actually get you to a site to where you get protected. God forbid you're stuck on the road somewhere. And a lot of folks have towing, but this particular company provides towing. You can actually tow up to 100 miles daily, 365 days a year. I don't think you want to tow every single day, but a lot of folks maybe already, they've been probably broken down once or twice already this season, and this definitely would come in handy. It's really, really affordable. Not to mention, by being a member with them, you can actually have yourself other benefits. They've got prescription coverage, travel discounts. It's just numerous things. As a matter of fact, they have a decal you put on your windshield where someone, like, with carjackings, people are stealing cars or something like that, right on it says $5,000 reward for returning this vehicle. So you're really protected. It's over $150,000 worth of coverage. So anyway, well, check it out, lotsoftraffic.info. Once again, this is Robert J. with your tune into your radio promo. The topic today we're going to talk about is how to improve what you're doing, how to improve yourself and your life. But as far as this show is concerned, you know, it does go hand in hand, because if you have your business life intact and on track, then you can also, of course, do pretty well in your regular life. But of course, if you get business life and your money straight and goals set, and you provide for your family or whatever, you don't have that extra burden on top of your shoulder every single day, wondering where your next dime is going to come. To put gas in your car, as an example. Or like I described, you know, if it was a problem on the road or whatever, you know, what would you do and how would you do it? And what is it that you would do to improve your game, improve your business, improve your, and make yourself get back on track and be successful for what you set out to do in the first place? No matter what kind of business you're in, if you're in brick and mortar business, if you're an online marketer, you're a home-based business, no matter what it is, you're selling stuff on eBay, Amazon, you can be a person that's just, you know, maybe you crochet or knit. That's not funny, by the way, there's people making $1 gazillion. I mean, lots of people doing very well with that. So I guess I kind of laughed. I know I won't be very good at it, but I know a lot of people that are. Have a knack for it. But the two things I'm going to share with you today myself, what I would probably work on improving, I'm sure there's more than two things, probably multiple, but as far as like today, just our topic, sharing what two things in particular I would change to help myself improve my business. As much as I talk about being positive and branding yourself and on the previous shows and staying, you know, keeping the blinders on. I have to say my attitude, because it doesn't take very long for me a lot of times to get back down on myself. Yes, I'm human, you know, and we're all human, and we have our moments, right? Recently had a birthday that passed, and it kind of felt like a little bit like oh my God, you know. But you know what? Like almost like a depression type of thing, which is the worst, stupidest thing I could have ever thought of, because my goodness, I should be thanking my lucky stars and thanking God above for breathing and walking upright, you know. What was it? Heard this one time and shared it with my pastor, and I said, you know, we were talking about the, you know, hey, like you greet somebody, you say, hey, good to see you, you know. Yeah, it's good to be seen. He goes, yeah, I'd rather be seen than viewed. And it's true. I'd rather be seen than viewed. You know, you go like to a viewing or, you know, a wake at a funeral or before a funeral, at a funeral home. You know, we have one life to live. Make it the best you can make it, you know. So I guess the first thing I would be to improve my attitude, to remind myself every single day, to look at my goals, to realize what am I doing this for? Why am I going out there? What can I do to make a better life for myself and for my family, you know? If you don't have your health intact, you don't have anything, really, you know? You have your health, it's priceless. You got $1 billion, I mean, basically. It's priceless, all right? But that would be one thing for myself personally, and maybe you're going through the same time, maybe there's other things, of course, but the one thing for sure is definitely change my attitude more towards a positive, be more thankful, be more grateful, be out there and just gratitude, just for you know, for life in and of itself, and of course all the opportunities that I have in store for myself. The other one would be, you know, and this goes hand in hand with life too, is to be, you know, thankful. Like I said, thankful earlier, but thankful for my family. So I guess I got to add that on to number one still, right? Number two would be to stay focused and do what I say I'm going to do. If I write a list of whatever, sure, I get things done, but sometimes you tend to put that list, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, or, hey, you know what, I didn't make my goals this week, I'll just do it next week. That's something that I kind of backslide a lot of times with, you know, well, and you know, you really can't beat yourself up all the time, you know, and I think being human, I think we're all human, like I said earlier, you know, It does go hand in hand sometimes where, you know, you have your good moments, you have your bad moments. But I would think probably just staying focused and completing the tasks that are on hand. I'm involved with a group recently and doing a lot of great training, a lot of masterminding. It's pretty awesome stuff. And just for that alone, it's helping me out with my business, my decisions, my life in general. But it's something that I stumbled upon this group. And like I said, it's been pretty exciting as far as the information I'm getting from them, but also they talk to you like you want to be talked to, right? And the biggest thing is doing what you're supposed to do. It's like exercising, going to the gym, right? You go to a gym, you go there to work out, you spend an hour there, whatever, you know, there's other people there, sure, but you got to stay focused and get through all your entire exercise regimen and, you know, complete it. And then as you go there each time, you just build up to it. A few times in the past, like when I've gone to the gym, and you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes after I'm there, I'm like the Hulk. Okay, now I'm going to go lift this, that. Guess what? Next day, my muscles hurt, this and that, I'm hurt. I'm not going back. Why? Because I overdid it, you know. But if I would stay focused and realize, okay, wait, no. First week or two, just go in here just to get warmed up, to build up to, you know, what it is that I want to achieve. I went for the gusto, so to speak, and it unfortunately kept me from going back there. You know, probably something I probably should go back and do again. But you know, walking is very good. It exercise, drink lots of water. Anyway, but yeah, so that would be my two things. Of course, one is basically show gratitude, be thankful for being alive, and having the opportunity in front of me, and being blessed with the types of people that are around me as well. And also focus, get your focus in order, be focused on what it is that you're doing. Anyway, this is Robert J. Thanks for tuning in today, your radio promo. You know, I start saying that, it's not like I'm saying goodbye right away, but I kind of just, you know, want to remind you of where you're tuned into. So I was doing a regular mainstream radio show, Top of the hour, we always do our call letters and stuff. But just to remind you of where you're at, and feel free to check out our homepage. You can also follow me at RJOKWILL. That's RJOKWILL. I look forward to communicating with you and catch you. Pretty much all my handle for social media is that, or it's going to be. And of course, my other popular handle I've had for years is Consumer View, CONSUMERVUE. That website back, gosh, since the early 2000s. So like I said, think about what it is that's important to you, and probably the two things that we gave you today around generality, and probably a good starting point for you to get going and to bring on maybe have a list of 10 things, right? And those two things right there, I feel, are important. Pretty much for anybody starting out, get just focus, be grateful for where you're at. You might have two other things you want to establish. And get those things in, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing. Maybe it's a life change or maybe you're starting a business, whatever it happens to be. Just write them down and just stay focused, get laser focused on the task at hand and make a difference. I want to remind you once again, as I talked earlier about the show today, we came on to check out lotsoftraffic.info. You can see the actually a little commercial on my homepage over at blog.radio. Feel free to share this information with anybody, too. I appreciate any of my Facebook friends out there, or Twitter friends. Feel free to share this link, this audio, this radio broadcast with your friends, and look forward to, giving more information, providing things. We're going to be doing was changing the format up a little bit. We're not really changing. We're just kind of reinstituting some things that we started to do back early on when we first started doing this program about almost 9 years ago. And it was based on, entrepreneurship. Get an entrepreneur in here, somebody who's been successful, whether they've been in online business or brick-and-mortar business, have them come on and give a few tips or whatever. And I just encourage any folks who want to do that, feel free to follow me or drop me a direct message or whatever. Be glad to set up a time, whatever, and have you come on and talk about your business on our show here at Your Radio Promo. So with that, I think I'm going to pretty much close it out today, but I do appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in and look forward to doing another show and keep this thing going. Feel free to, like I said, touch base with me at RJOKWILL. Follow me. I hope each and every one of you have a great, fantastic day. Just make it a good one. Just stay positive, stay focused, and, things actually will fall in your lap. But the thing of it is, it's almost like opening up a door and having a key. And my daughter reminded me of the other day, she even said to me, "Dad, just be positive." I mean, of course, I'm trying to be positive, but I was, a little down the other day, like I shared earlier. But here's my kid telling me that, right? And she's like more, by the way, it's like I'm nervous. I'm not nervous. I'm like in my car right now broadcasting, and I ran out here with just my shirt on. So it's kind of nippy out here right now, a little cold out here. So if I sound like I'm stuttering or like I'm nervous, or not, I'm not nervous. I just, I'm sounding a little bit of shivering going on. All right, hey, thanks so much. Appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Robert J. at Your Radio Promo. Have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. God bless everybody.